Voter suppression has always been a problem in America. It can take many forms, but most recognizable are things like poll taxes and literacy tests. This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, we explore what voter suppression looks like in 2020.
Stirring up confusion, making voting inconvenient, putting obstacles in the voters' path, sharing misinformation with voters.
Who's being most impacted, and why, after a century of expanding access, this is still happening today? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's other news, the United States Senate moved to confirm federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Majority Republicans lined up behind Barrett, while Democrats complained again that the Senate should not consider any nominee this close to an election. We'll report on the debate after the news summary. Cities across the U.S. are now scrambling to contain fresh waves of COVID-19. Hard-hit El Paso, Texas, reported a record number of new cases today. Officials urged people to stay home for 2 weeks as patients overwhelm hospitals. And in Europe, new surges in Italy forced bars and restaurants to close early, while a new nighttime curfew in Spain came into force. Wall Street had a long day as COVID cases surged and economic stimulus hopes dimmed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 650 points, more than 2%, to close at 27,685. The Nasdaq fell 189 points, and the S&P 500 fell 64. In Belarus, factory workers, students, and businesses staged a one-day national strike as longtime President Alexander Lukashenko again defied demands to resign. Crowds of pensioners and students fill the streets of Minsk, linking arms in solidarity against Lukashenko and the arrests of thousands in 2 months of protests.
Many social groups are now subject to violence. Those are health workers, journalists, students, and others. They have already been warned to leave the country, so I am very worried. I want to see my children, to raise my grandchildren here, in our country. That's why I made this poster.
The protesters say Lukashenko's August re-election was rigged. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other today of violating the latest ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh. Clashes resumed in the disputed mountainous territory populated by ethnic Armenians inside Azerbaijan. The ceasefire was agreed on Sunday in talks brokered by the U.S. China has upped the ante in escalating tensions with the U.S. The foreign ministry announced sanctions today on U.S. military contractors that supply weapons to Taiwan, including Boeing, Raytheon, and Lockheed Martin.
As China has repeatedly pointed out, the U.S. arms sales to Taiwan seriously violates the One China principle, and it severely damaged China's sovereignty and security interests. China firmly opposes and strongly condemns these arms sales.
Beijing also ordered six U.S. news media companies, including ABC, the Los Angeles Times, and Minnesota Public Radio, to file detailed reports on their operations inside China. Last week, the U.S. ordered six Chinese media outlets to file similar information. The 27th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season grew into Hurricane Zeta today. It's on track to strike Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula tonight and then head north into the Gulf. The storm is likely to weaken and to land somewhere between Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday. Extreme fire danger is again threatening parts of California. In the south, strong winds are pushing the Silverado fire in Orange County. That prompted evacuation orders today for some 70,000 people. In Northern California, more than a million people face blackouts to prevent high winds from damaging lines and sparking new fires. The superintendent of Virginia Military Institute resigned today after black cadets alleged systemic racism. Retired General J.H. Binford Pea has run the military college since 2003, and there have been repeated accounts of racist incidents. Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam has ordered an independent investigation. And the Republican running for the U.S. Senate in Minnesota, Jason Lewis, had emergency surgery today. His campaign said it was a severe internal hernia and that the surgery was successful. Lewis is challenging Tina Smith. She's the incumbent Democratic senator. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Senate votes to elevate Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Hospitals nationwide struggle to handle a major influx of COVID patients. The race for Senate in South Carolina remains surprisingly competitive, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.